Welcome to Frost & Sullivan's Growth Podcast. In each episode, we take a deeper look at transformative shifts shaping global ecosystems, from industry megatrends and technology innovation to evolving customer expectations. Today, we're exploring how single-cell technologies and AI are powering the cell biology boom, unpacking where the next wave of opportunity is unfolding and what it means for future-ready businesses.
The global cell biology research market is entering one of the most dynamic growth phases in its history. Once limited by bulk analysis and manual workflows, the field is now driven by single-cell sequencing, AI-enabled image analytics, and high-throughput automation. These innovations are reshaping not just research, but drug discovery, diagnostics, and precision medicine. Between now and 2030, companies that integrate these technologies strategically will capture the lion's share of new growth. So what's fueling this explosion in innovation, and how can stakeholders position themselves to lead?
Three words: resolution, intelligence, and integration. Let's start with single-cell breakthroughs, arguably the most transformative development in modern biology. Technologies like single-cell RNA sequencing, spatial transcriptomics, and CRISPR-based manipulation now allow researchers to observe and edit biology at the level of individual cells. Tools from innovators such as Parse Biosciences and Mission Bio are democratizing access to single-cell data, making high-throughput, multi-omic analysis more accessible and scalable than ever before. The result? Greater precision in understanding tumor heterogeneity, immune response, and disease pathways, and a new standard for how discovery science is done.
The second growth engine, artificial intelligence and lab automation. AI is no longer a support tool. It's central to how discovery happens. It's analyzing high-content images in real time, automating routine workflows, and uncovering biological patterns that human eyes might miss. In digital-first labs, machine learning models are enhancing reproducibility, minimizing manual errors, and accelerating hypothesis generation. The message is clear. In an era of massive datasets and tight timelines, labs that automate and digitize will outperform those that don't.
So where exactly is all this momentum coming from? Frost & Sullivan segments the global cell biology research market along four dimensions: products, technologies, end users, and regions, and each one tells a compelling story. Let's start with products. The market is built around a mix of high-value instruments, reagents, consumables, and increasingly, software platforms. These tools form the backbone of discovery, from cell culture and sequencing to data visualization and analytics. When it comes to technology, we're seeing an incredible convergence. Single-cell analysis continues to dominate, but CRISPR-based gene editing, live-cell imaging, flow cytometry, and high-content screening are all accelerating the pace of research. Together, these technologies are giving scientists unprecedented control and insight at the cellular level. Now, who's using these tools? Academic institutions remain the cornerstone of basic research, but biotech and pharma companies are rapidly expanding their in-house capabilities. Contract research organizations, or CROs, are bridging the gap, offering flexible, scalable services for drug discovery and testing. Clinical labs, too, are starting to integrate cell-based assays into diagnostic workflows. And finally, geography. North America continues to lead the market in maturity and investment, but the fastest growth is happening in the Asia-Pacific region, particularly in China, South Korea, and India. These countries are investing heavily in genomics, automation, and translational research. For companies looking to expand, both APAC and Latin America represent high-potential growth zones, especially in oncology, regenerative medicine, and stem cell applications. In short, the opportunities aren't limited to one region or one sector. They're global, interconnected, and accelerating fast.
Even with this momentum, challenges remain. High capital and operational costs are slowing adoption, particularly for smaller labs. The growing complexity of multi-omic data requires skilled bioinformaticians, a talent pool that's still limited. And finally, data integration remains a hurdle. Without unified, intuitive software, even the best instruments can underperform. Success in this market will depend on solving these operational pain points, turning raw cell data into actionable biological insight at scale.
The competitive field is both crowded and converging. Market leaders like Thermo Fisher, Merck, BD Biosciences, and Danaher currently command more than half the market. Their strength lies in interoperability, automation, and end-to-end workflow integration. But don't overlook the rising challengers. Parse Biosciences, Inscopix, Eppendorf, and Recursion Pharmaceuticals are leveraging AI and modular platforms to offer scalable, customizable tools. The takeaway? In cell biology, leadership is shifting from those who sell instruments to those who build intelligent ecosystems.
The Frost and Sullivan analysis highlights three trends that can't be ignored. First, convergence. Cell biology now overlaps with materials science, microfluidics, and AI, creating smart, automated labs that operate as closed, reproducible systems. Second, multiomics and spatial analysis. Integrating genomics, transcriptomics, proteomics, and spatial context is unlocking biology in its most natural state. Third, customization at scale. The demand for disease-specific organoids, assays, and kits is rising rapidly. And the biggest opportunity, unified AI-powered software platforms that integrate imaging, sequencing, and analytics, transforming fragmented workflows into connected ecosystems.
The next 6 years represent a defining window for the industry. As chronic disease burdens rise and funding accelerates, those who move fast will shape the standards, partnerships, and infrastructure of cell biology research. Leaders will emerge by developing integrated, data-centric solutions, building long-term collaborations with top institutions, and capturing growth in emerging regions. The question is no longer whether single cell and AI will reshape biology, but who's ready to lead that transformation. If your organization is still optimizing for the past, it's time to pivot toward the future of precision biology.
Thanks for joining us on Frost and Sullivan's Growth Podcast. For access to our research, competitive benchmarking, and best practice frameworks, head over to frost.com or email hello@frost.com. We'll be back soon with more insights to help you stay clear-headed and growth-ready.